We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Green Living viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 23 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And our newest edition, Channel 57, serving Bo on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Sukhbator, Sealing Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan All Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hutush, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 96 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, AULAC or Vietnam prohibits smoking in public buildings. In environmental news, an eco-documentary is launched in Australia. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 6th, is the birthday of the Honourable Gerry Adams, Member of the Legislative Assembly, Member of Parliament for Belfast West, United Kingdom, and President of Sinn Féin. Born in 1948 in West Belfast, Mr. Adams had a significant role in fostering harmonious relations in Ireland. He has also been an active supporter of human rights globally, such as campaigning for the cancelling of world debt. He has authored many books, including A Pathway to Peace, and is a member of the International Guild of Writers, PEN. Our respectful appreciation, Your Honourable Gerry Adams, for your dedication to lasting peace. May you have a marvelous birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Peru. The icy winter temperatures of Peru's southern Andes Mountains are known to endanger lives, especially those of children. This year, the season's freeze arrived 3 months early, and by midwinter, there were tens of thousands of children with acute respiratory infections. By mid-July, at least 246 had succumbed to hypothermia, pneumonia, and other respiratory diseases as temperatures dropped to minus 30 degrees Celsius.
On July 16th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 for our local association members to quickly buy and distribute warm clothing for the children. This amount could purchase $84,000 in materials if obtained in the United States, based on Peru's cost of living.
Our association's native relief team went to the Andes, where they learned from local officials that the regions most in need of warm clothing were in remote areas at the higher, bitter cold altitudes above 4,100 meters. Our relief team was able to distribute thick winter apparel to some 1,900 children in 64 localities. Other relief recipients included expectant mothers, some with newborns due any day.
De todas las mamás que están acá, y en especial de estos pequeños, de esta comunidad, de toda esta zona, quedamos realmente bien agradecidos por este apoyo que le están dando a nuestros niños.
Muchísimas gracias acá a las hermanas de Asociación Internacional Maestra Suprema Qinghai, equipo de socorro.
Gracias, maestra.
We appreciate the help of the local Peruvian officials. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's ever care and comfort to those most in need, and to our association's relief team for their diligent endeavors. May the providence protect the children of Peru and speed their growth in health and cheer as we all strive for greater kindness toward each other and the environment.
Hundreds displaced by floods in Afghanistan. Floodwaters from the Amul River bursting its banks have forced 900 people from their homes in the Kaldar and Sharipa districts of northern Afghanistan's Balkh province. Provincial officials have provided some food relief amongst the displaced, though they state a need for further protection and aid.
More than 150 homes have been destroyed, and the rising waters have also triggered damage in neighboring Jazyan province. On October 5th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 to assist the most vulnerable victims, sending prayers and all her love. This amount could obtain $670,000 in emergency supplies if purchased in the United States, based on Afghanistan's cost of living. We are thankful for the help of the provincial officials and also appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's immediate aid, wishing the Afghan people a soon restoration of their regular lives. With heaven's blessings, may such disturbances be minimized as more people turn to gentler ways.
Storm batters Sri Lanka. On Saturday, a storm packed with powerful winds and heavy rains hit the western Sri Lankan town of Puttalam. At least 14 people were treated for injuries in the hospital as trees were uprooted and nearly 1,000 homes were damaged or destroyed. Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly offered $10,000 with all her sympathy and prayers to assist those most desperately in need. This amount could acquire $109,000 in urgent materials obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Sri Lanka. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving care extended to the storm afflicted in Puttalam. Our prayers for the quick recovery of their productive lives. May such weather extremities be eased with our more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
U.S. wildfire threatens 2,000 homes. On Sunday, October 4th, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California declared a state of emergency in San Bernardino County, with mandatory evacuations ordered for some 4,000 residents as 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts quickly spread the flames. More than 1,000 firefighters are currently risking their lives to extinguish the blaze, which has already scorched over 7,500 acres. A hero salute all firefighters for your courageous efforts to control the wildfire. Our prayers for the protection of humans and animals alike, and that destructive conditions as these lessen with humanity's kinder actions to uplift the world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Developing nations face explosive swine flu threat. Stating that swine flu could cause runaway outbreaks in developing countries, United Nations officials have called for assistance from developed countries. UN Senior Influenza Coordinator David Nabarro cautioned that despite current attempts to get help from vaccine manufacturers and wealthier nations, only a small percentage of people in developing countries are set to receive vaccinations, or less than half the global population. Mr. Nabarro urged able countries to donate funds for improved health infrastructures as ways to slow the expected rise in swine flu cases.
Some of the most recent swine flu updates include Israel now reporting her 30th fatality and the U.S. Army confirming its first death as a 23-year-old soldier training in South Carolina passed away from the swine flu. Ireland's Department of Health announced that two more women passed away in the past week, as seven new fatalities in India brought the swine flu toll there to 351.
United States officials have noted six times as many expectant mothers who have been hospitalized or perished due to swine flu than the general population. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control is reporting a global total of 4,494 fatal cases, while no longer attempting to tally all the afflicted people across the world because of infections spreading too rapidly to count.
Our condolences to the loved ones of those tragically lost, and our prayers for the end of this zoonotic animal-originated virus. We look forward to the protection of a meat-free, loving world that minimizes the risk of such disease and also safeguards planetary health.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Chinese Premier visits North Korea. Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao was greeted with an embrace from North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il as he arrived at the Pyongyang airport. During his time there, the two leaders signed several bilateral agreements, and following the meeting, Premier Wen informed the Chinese press that North Korea is willing to re-engage in talks on nuclear disarmament. He stated, "Achieving denuclearization through dialogue and consultation is the universal consensus of the world community and the essential path for resolving the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, on your amicable and constructive visit. Wishing you continued friendship and fruitful international relations for the benefit of all Chinese and North Korean people."
Uplifting Moon Festival with Supreme Master Ching Hai. As in memorable years past, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously agreed to share her time with our association members at this festive time of year. After praying together for greater peace in the world, a Moon Festival celebration was held, complete with sweet non-alcoholic drinks, delectable mooncakes, and a mini entertainment program presented by our association members.
We love Master forever with all the world. Thank you, Master.
childlike delight and laughter filled the room when Supreme Master Ching Hai spontaneously taught an O Lạc Xì, or Vietnamese moon festival song and dance, to the international gathering.
Trung thu về cầm tay nhảy múa ánh trăng vàng vui mua cả hát chúng ta nô đùa ta quay quần cùng nhau đoàn kết nối dây vui vui lên ánh trăng cùng vui.
The Moon Festival celebrates the beauty and brightness of this celestial lunar body, of which Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke in a spiritual light.
You know why people like the round moon so much? Because it's like your perfection, huh? Yes. And today is the moon as the fullest of the whole year. Normally, we should sit outside, you know, looking at the moon, yeah. Enjoying the flowers, the fragrance, and eat the cake and drink tea. Yeah, we still can do that. The moon is still not completely gone, huh? Is it still there? Okay, but never mind. You have the moon inside, huh? When you meditate, you see the moon sometimes. In some tradition, people say that if you see the new moon, you can make a wish, and your wish will come true.
We send our love and thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's illuminating presence this Moon Festival. May our shared wish for a humankind and planet at peace soon come true.
Save Our Planet, connecting slavery, animals, and Earth's balance. The lives of farmed animals are brutally short, never free, and always end in terror and pain, causing many people to draw parallels between livestock raising for food and human slavery. During the recent climate change conference in Hong Kong titled Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives, Supreme Master Ching Hai was present as the honored guest to address the links between animal cruelty and saving the planet.
So animal farming is beyond slavery. It's a death row sentence marked since birth. Entire species of beings are seen as inferior and labeled as objects for buying, selling, torturing, breeding, abusing, and murdering at the end. In such a cruel way that make us human the cruelest beings on the planet. And we should not be in that level because we are human beings. We are human beings. We should be humane. Not only the animals are harmless, they are very, very useful to us. They are a blessing to the planet. They give the planet more love than we could emit. That's why our planet is still holding in balance. But now, it's too much. It's too much for the animals to even help us with their loving, kind atmosphere. Be a vegan, then I'm sure we can make this tragic yet needless practice disappear for good. Abolished forever, and all beings will live in peace, harmony, happy, fearless of one another.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's message made an impression on the participants.
Seeing the Grand Master here talking about vegan cooking and organic food and saving the planet has been a big inspiration to me. A very charming lady of lots of wisdom and compassion and understanding.
I agree to be a vegetarian because I don't want to hurt the animals. I want to protect them.
Our gratitude, all participants, for making this conference a fruitful one. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her understanding, insight, and guidance. With heaven's blessings, may the heroic organic vegan trend expand into an era of true peace among all God-created species.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet, climate change linked to more earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. Leading British volcanologist Dr. Bill McQuire recently stated that it is now becoming clear that even small changes in atmospheric temperature can trigger both volcanic and earthquake activity from within the planet's crust. This is because the rapidly melting ice in places like the Arctic and Greenland removes pressure from the Earth's surface, causing a rebound effect.
These areas of rebounding crust could easily change the stresses acting on current earthquake faults and volcanoes. Commenting on the likelihood of such conditions causing more frequent earth tremors, Dr. McGuire stated, "Obviously, if you load and unload active faults, then you're liable to trigger earthquakes." He went on to state that such activity in the past already caused massive tsunamis during the melting that occurred at the end of the last ice age.
Our sincere thanks, Dr. McQuire and colleagues, for sharing this important information about yet another dangerous aspect of global warming. May we quickly step toward more harmonious and sustaining lifestyles to avert further calamities in our world.
Addressing our planet's precarious state, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded us of the actions that would immediately ease such dire conditions during a May 2008 video conference in Seoul, Korea.
According to UN and scientists' research and report, 9 out of 10 disasters because of global warming. You see, we have more disaster nowadays, and it saddened my heart very much. I'm keep trying to tell everyone to minimize it. From individual standpoint, just stay away from animal products, plant trees, use sustainable energy, and then everything else suddenly will come clear. We will find better technical means to tackle the climate problem. The cyclone will be silenced. The earthquake will just be gone. Everything else will turn to peaceful way of life because we create peace, and then we will have peace.
Save our planet. China announces that over 66,000 hectares of trees have been planted in the past 2 years to curb climate change, thanks to a fund established by the State Forestry Administration and the China Green Foundation.
Save Our Planet, a report on climate change by the U.S.-based policy research organization Center for Global Development, lists the 20 cities most at risk from sea level rise and increased storm intensity, with most being across Africa and Asia, but also including Port Said, Egypt, and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Save Our Planet, conservation group World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, reports that ecosystem damage due to climate change is threatening 163 rare species that inhabit the Greater Mekong region, which spans Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, Ao Lak or Vietnam, and China's Yunnan province.
Here, and this is Lady.
Hi all. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Lady and I are vegan.
We have a tip from our sweetest caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
For good hygiene, wipe your phone often, or at least once a day, with a 50% vinegar and 50% water solution.
Thank you so much, beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your health-protecting tip.
And thank you, friendly viewers, for tuning in.
Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now, for the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Hungary, our Hungarian Association members participated in the Verta Sulus Health Festival in a town in the north of the country. The event with live music attracted many guests and several prominent health and environmental experts. Lectures highlighted the importance of a vegetarian diet for ourselves and the planet. Our association members shared SOS flyers, information about the Kuan Yin method of meditation, and complementary plant-based food. May a compassionate lifestyle soon be the norm for the entire planet.
In good governance news, ONAC of Vietnam takes steps to decrease smoking. Starting January 1st, 2010, smoking will be banned in such places as schools, kindergartens, libraries, healthcare and office facilities, as well as on public transportation throughout the nation. In addition, taxes on cigarettes will be increased to emphasize the financial disadvantages of smoking. Our sincere appreciation, OLAC government, for your caring actions concerning the well-being of your citizens. May we soon see a planet filled with the purest of air and people adopting the healthiest of habits. Up next on Noteworthy News, an eco-documentary is launched in Australia. We'll be under the tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. More favorable news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lively news for a habitable world. In environmental news, an eco-documentary was launched in Australia. Set in the year 2055, The Age of Stupid, directed by Miss Frenny Armstrong, poses the question, why didn't we stop climate change when we had the chance? It stars acclaimed United Kingdom actor Mr. Pete Postlethwaite, who plays an archivist looking back at footage from 2007. Before seeing the film, moviegoers at the Sydney Theatre in New South Wales responded after learning the meat industry is the largest cause of greenhouse gas emissions.
Meat?
Wow.
The so other industry
should be vegetarians.
We need to be vegetarians, really, yeah.
Oh, really? No, so we should all become vegetarians.
Attending the premiere was director Miss Armstrong, as well as Australian celebrities Mr. Brian Brown, Miss Wendy Harmer, and Australian Senator Christine Milne, the deputy leader of the Australian Greens. Our hats off to you, Miss Frenny Armstrong, and all those involved in the making of The Age of Stupid, for your commitment to raising climate change awareness. May we start now to create a better future on Earth by wisely transitioning to the vegan lifestyle.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai in Olaxis or Vietnamese, entitled The Test.
Sau kỳ thi, một giáo viên trả lại bài thi cho anh Tèo và anh Tí. Giáo viên nói rằng hai học sinh Tèo và Tí phạm quy. Tèo hỏi rằng, dạ thưa giáo viên, phạm quy gì? Giáo viên nói rằng hai người phạm quy copy nhau. Tại vì hai người đều nộp giấy trắng cả.
And now for our viewers hotline.
يقولوا كما إذا كما سيدة ما شاء الله يعني ولا صرا أخلاق وحتى كلمات الطيبة يعني ما شاء الله يعني أنا معجبة والله صراحة يعني معجبة جدا يعني أقول لها أتمنى لها السعادة وأتمنى لها الأمنيات الطيبة وإن شاء الله يعني ربنا يعني يساعده وفي برنامجه وأشكر البرنامج بتاعكم والتلفزيون بتاعكم جزيل الشكر والتقدير وأشكركم كلكم جميعا مع السلامة.
Open-hearted viewer, your kind words are much appreciated. We are blessed indeed to have Supreme Master Qinghai to clearly advocate the solution to our present planetary crisis, the vegan diet. May Allah grace you and all your fellow Libyans on the path of compassion and sustainability.
Supreme Master Qinghai has a special reply for you. Sweet friend, many thanks for your blessing. May Allah help you more. My love to you and the exquisite people of Libya. Love, love, Qinghai. Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the song of peace and magnanimity be the anthem of our time. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To support peace, Saudi Arabian Foreign Minister His Royal Highness Prince Saud Al Faisal urges a declaration of the entire Middle East, including the Gulf region, as a nuclear weapon-free zone.
Canadian Immigration Minister Jason Kenney announces that applications are being expedited to ease the relocation to Canada of Philippine nationals affected by Typhoon Ketsana.
In the UK, an unidentified climber was the first on the scene after a woman plummeted more than 80 feet down a cliff, providing first aid and keeping her safe until helicopter rescue crews arrived.
Following devastating storms in Sicily, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi pledges nearly $1.5 billion for areas threatened by landslides to help reinforce buildings and buffer against flooding.
Israeli researchers developed the optical soil dipstick, a thermometer-like device that measures pollutants and other substances, which can be used to verify organic growing conditions as well as general soil health.
Spanish scientists from the University of Extremadura in Badajoz find that nutrients in mother's breast milk are actually time-specific, with substances released that promote activity during the day and enhance sleep at night.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki announces the creation of the State of Law Coalition, the nation's first major political alliance that includes Shias, Sunnis, tribal leaders, and other ethnic minorities.
Award-winning American actress and goodwill ambassador for the United Nations Refugee Agency, Angelina Jolie visits Iraqi refugees in Syria, urging the world to remember and continue supporting them.
The U.S.-based John Hopkins Center for a Livable Future presents the 2009 Award for Visionary Leadership in Food and Education to Baltimore City Schools for being the first U.S. school district to establish Meatless Mondays.
The United Nations Human Rights Council adopts a resolution initiated by Egypt and the United States that encourages international freedom of thought and expression through multicultural understanding and respect. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.